Let's go. Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. That's who we are.
Come on.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
With Now TV.
Turn it up.
Such a big night tonight. Such a big night. It feels like the World Cup final.
Yeah,
this is what we've been working towards, guys.
This is it. This is big. This is now.
Are your,
this means more. That's
your
Liverpool's.
Palms are sweaty.
Knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on the sweater already.
Mom's spaghetti.
She's nervous, but on the surface you look calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd grows so loud. He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking now. Everybody's looking now. Run out. Time's up. Over now. Step back to reality. Up it goes, gravity. Up it goes, gravity.
I'll be honest with you, I've not had my rice cakes or on the naughty threesome this morning. I am ravenous.
He's absolutely marvelous.
Wolf and Spoon downstairs.
Hey, look.
Are you going to go?
Are they
open?
They are open, and I've seen in the window they're doing a breakfast special, a bacon and cream cheese bagel and orange juice for $5.50.
Oh, that's yourself. A lot cheaper.
Treat yourself. I've got to go to Dunn's to get myself some bananas.
Why don't you go to the Lidl across the road?
Nah. Oh, see the floor.
Because I have to go to, granola.
They get the granola from the Lidl.
No, it's only in Dunn's. And I got to get a Zira. That's only in Dunn's. Well, it's not in Lidl. They do the cheaper version.
Sometimes they do the brands.
Yeah, they don't have it in Lidl recently.
They were bringing it in.
I know, I saw.
Because the three things. So I always shop in Lidl.
It is the small one over the way, though.
But the three things I'd always have to go to Tesco in around my local area would be a Zira, Flavin's porridge, and almond milk.
Do you pick up Flavin's?
The Flavin's is now in Lidl. The almond milk is now in Lidl.
Is it?
Is there any difference, really, between the brands?
Oatalicious is shit.
I find Oatalicious fine.
Muck.
It gets the job done.
It's muck.
I went into the Mace at Bilali because I needed to pick up an Azira. It was the very small
from
container.
A Mace.
And they're definitely
are you
going
to be stung by that price?
They're not doing any deals in Mace. They're not buying in bulk.
Just under €6.
They're not buying in bulk.
Guys, should we just try and sell tonight? Imagine if someone's listening to the podcast this afternoon.
Oh, then they'll hear us sell it on the show.
Yeah, quite a lot, actually.
Yeah, we actually talk about it a lot.
Did you feel like we spoke about it too much?
I think we kept it moving.
Yeah, we peppered it. There was a new piece of information in every time we mentioned it.
I think maybe the 7 we did a bit of an overload, but
I like pushing it. I like driving.
No, but it's
home.
Good. Like, you know, we put a lot of effort
when
into
you're
this.
Proud of something.
And this is the first time we're doing something, so we had to get home because we know you got to tell people things a lot of times to get through to them.
Hey, here's an insight for you. In our post-show meeting with the boss yesterday, he suggested we not play a real game of Gotta Get It Wrong tomorrow.
Come on, boss.
Why did he say that?
Yeah,
now
none of us wanted that.
Yeah.
Because we were going to play clips of tonight on tomorrow's show.
Confusing.
If the clips are good enough.
No.
That's
sacrilege.
We've
got to wait to see if the games are good enough tonight.
Exactly.
They mightn't be any good. We don't know.
I don't think there's not been an episode of Fully Charged on without a game of Gotta Get It Wrong.
Yeah, even the Matt Damon one, we played Gotta Get It Wrong. Even in the time where we were writing the Rugby World Cup song,
there was a game of Gotta Get It Wrong.
There was a game of Gotta Get It Wrong.
During the time capsule one, there was a Gotta Get It Wrong.
The day Gotta Get It Wrong goes, I go.
Good.
I don't physically... like.
That means there's been 859 editions of Gotta Get It Wrong.
I will die the day that Gotta Get It Wrong goes.
Think about the amount of people that actually played. Like, it's a pretty phenomenal number.
Now, there's got to be some repeats.
Oh, of course. But over 8, what shows
859.
I would say we've had 700 players.
Just mad about the questions. They keep getting made.
A lot of them are the same.
Like, when are you going to start, like, changing it up?
Are
you
going to,
like,
real...
a new year, are you going to kind of start thinking, you know, let's you know, get better?
There's, do you remember when you started to do topical stuff?
Yeah, that was...
We asked you to do that for a while.
That
and
was fun.
You did it for, like, 3 days and then you stopped.
I felt dirty doing it.
No.
Perfect.
Add a bit of realism into the world.
The topical stuff he does is football matches.
It's always like what was the score in the Man U match?
He's the manager of Southampton. I want people to think early in the morning.
Ralf Hasenhüttl.
Hasenhüttl.
The next Jurgen Klopp, boys. He's doing very well.
They do tend to get in some strange managers at Southampton, don't they?
They do.
And then they go and do quite well.
Potch.
Yeah.
And that's it. Glenn Hoddle.
Yeah. Where did André Villas-Boas go?
He's Marseille now.
Is he?
Yeah.
He was meant to be the next Mourinho, wasn't he?
AVB, baby. Yeah. Right, on the show, we talk a lot about the game show. We also talk about, do your clothes have a name? And you haven't been there. Also, let's talk about steak. Here we go.
Dublin. Are you ready?
Live across the city, the only way to start your day.
Let's go!
Fully charged with Graham and Nathan is on.
Good morning. It is 7:03 on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. My name is Graham O'Toole. This man is Nathan O'Reilly.
Yeah, baby. I want to hear a dry day today because yesterday was absolutely vile. It was disgusting. My roommate Sean said, do you want to go for a light jog in the park next to our apartment? We'll drive over to the car park space and then we can go at our own pace around the field, because I did hurt my knee.
Yeah.
And it was so wet, I decided to just stay in the car and roll down the window and watch him. And I was shouting, go on, my son.
Well, you know what? If it's raining tonight, it's okay, because we want everybody to be in tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Tonight's the big one. 8 p.m. tonight. They got to get it wrong. Virtual game show night. It's going to be on Facebook, Twitter, our website and YouTube. We're hoping you're going to tune in because, of course,
you have to.
You could be winning a got to get it wrong board game on the night by just watching. Now, we're going to be talking about this a lot.
You have to
today.
Sprinkle it. Remind
a
me.
Lot.
I nearly forgot, Greg.
A lot today. So don't worry. We will be reminding you throughout the morning.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
There's a very strange website going out there at the moment. Producer Callum actually put it in our prep sheet. It's bingosites.net. And when I saw it pop up, I said, this is definitely going to give us a virus. And then when I went into it, it says, which male actors spend the most time shirtless?
Oh.
So this website and the people working for it have managed to sit down and time to the exact second how long a specific actor has spent topless in their movies. And they've done the top 10.
Oh, I like this.
So Nathan, you know when you hear that music,
it's
we're going to have a game.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a male actor, and you're going to tell me if they are higher or lower than the previous actor in terms of topless seconds in movies.
Are you going to give me the film as well, or just the actor?
It's in total.
Okay.
In total. So let's kick it off. You need a starting point. Colin Farrell has spent 730 seconds topless in movies. But is Christian Bale higher or lower? Of course, Colin Farrell is going to be the Penguin in the new Batman. Christian Bale was the Batman in the Dark Knight trilogy.
I will say, I'm just remembering watching Christian Bale topless when he was Batman in The Dark Knight Rises. He's in the well or whatever, you know, when he's stuck in that cage, and he is topless doing press-ups. So I'm going to say that Christian Bale has been topless longer.
Well done, 833 seconds, but let's move on to Zac Efron. Higher or lower than 833 seconds?
Now, Zac Efron was in Baywatch. Notoriously, you're topless a lot of the time running on the beach. I'm going to say that Zac Efron, because he's in such good shape that he has been longer topless.
694 seconds, which I'm surprised
very
at.
Very surprised by that.
Next up is Sylvester Stallone. Ooh. Higher or lower than 694?
Nobody wants to see that. Maybe in the early days they would. Sylvester Stallone, haven't seen too many of the Rocky films. Gonna say that he has been topless longer.
Yeah, of course you got Rocky where he boxes, and then also Rambo.
Never saw Rambo.
Either have I, but I presume he's topless and he's got gun over his shoulder. We're nearing the end of this
really
magnificent
game. I'm really enjoying this game. Do I win a prize?
1,117 seconds. Sylvester Stallone has been topless. But next up, Daniel Craig. Higher or lower?
James Bond, I suppose he always has a love interest. I don't know in the Bond films if they show him topless a lot. I'm trying to think of any other films I've seen him in. The girl with the dragonfly tattoo. He was in that.
Just dragon, not dragonfly.
Oh, sorry. I thought it was a dragonfly.
That would be a really easy tattoo to do. Just a little dragonfly.
What is this, sir? It's a dragonfly. Really? It looks like a worm. I'm going to say, because I've just been repeating the answer over and over again, that Daniel Craig has been topless longer.
Yes, you are correct. It is longer. Daniel Craig, actually the number one shirtless male actor in the world. Sylvester Stallone, number two. And Matthew McConaughey was number three.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Massive news in the radio world. Friend of the show, Graham Norton. He is leaving his BBC Radio 2 show at the end of the year. He's been doing it for 10 years. He took over from Jonathan Ross. It's a lovely show. 10 in the morning till 1 in the afternoon.
On a Saturday?
On a Saturday.
Okay.
Isn't that nice?
He's leaving. I presume he still has his chat show though on the BBC.
Yes, he will still have his chat show. I looked actually at the schedule for BBC Radio 2. Some of the people still doing shows. Fern Cotton.
Yeah.
Vanessa Feltz,
yeah,
and the Zoe Ball Breakfast Show. Apparently, that is a great breakfast show.
On the same time as us, though, so don't bother listening to that.
Oh,
listen to this show.
Sorry. Right, I kind of want to use this platform to maybe work on my radio demo to send over to BBC Radio 2, because there's a free slot now in the schedule.
Okay, so are you thinking about doing it as well as this show?
No.
Or are you thinking about just going alone and going over to England and do one show a week?
Look, Graham, I'm sure you've heard the quote, some birds aren't supposed to be caged, their feathers are too bright.
I'm sure you've heard the quote, Nathan actually can't do a radio show by himself. When Graham goes on holidays, he has to get Nick Kay in.
I don't like that quote. It's too long. I will have many producers over in the UK.
They'll
be able to do it for me. The show that I'm imagining, I play one song an hour, but really old school hits. The only interviews I do are with soap stars from the classic EastEnders Coronation Street era.
It's kind of like this show, but without the guests.
Right, do you mind? Can you record on your side of the computer? Because I want to send an email after the show today.
Right, okay, yeah.
So I'm going to do three different links. Now, what are links, just for the listener?
What we're doing right now is a link. Anything in between a song. Anytime where you talk, really.
I'm nervous.
Can you get going if you're doing three of them,
here
please?
We go. First one. Okay, don't interrupt me.
I won't.
Good morning, Nathan O'Reilly here. Hope you're well. Actually, had a terrible fight with my father there. He was screaming down the road, oh, I'm not your father and you're not my son. Right, we have a great song here. It is Duran Duran here. What are you thinking?
Are you really playing out BBC Radio 2 jingles on spin this morning?
I think it's okay. I don't see a problem with it. Right.
Do we really have to do three?
Okay, I'll do one more. Okay. How did you find my energy for this?
It was okay.
Okay.
Wasn't bad. The story that you went with was a little bit strange. I don't know if the British audience will understand your sense of humour.
Yeah,
but I suppose I don't know if the Irish audience understand it either.
I need to be more relatable, so I'm over in the UK. Okay. Good morning, Nathan O'Reilly here. Want to give a massive shout out to Kevin out in Bristol. All right, Kevin. Mate, don't feed the pigeons. Yeah, I've been to Bristol. Really sexy place. We're going to be listening to Rick Astley on the way. Hope you're well. Happy Saturday. Go on, Rick Astley. Yeah. Thank you. So you recorded those, did you?
Oh, I didn't press record.
Graham!
I didn't press record.
How am I going to do a show over at BBC Radio 2 if you're not recording my links?
How about we just concentrate on the spin show?
Oh.
You've got 5 seconds to talk into the next song. Go.
Had a terrible fight with my father the other day. He screamed down the road.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
You like my cowboy hat?
Oh, howdy. Where'd you get it?
I got in the cowboy hat store.
Where's that?
Just down the road. Look, do you see? Yonder. Yonder to the left.
Nathan, that's a mirage. You're seeing things again. You need water.
I need water. I just keep drinking my own urine. Welcome to the Showbiz Shootout. Two Democratic cowboys. They walk hand in hand, dressed in cheap leather, and they each have a Showbiz news story. And at the end, the big old sheriff decides which one is better. Good morning, Sheriff.
Hello there. Let's get on with it.
Do you mind if I begin?
Yeah, what do you have?
Haven't spoken about this man in a while.
Always reminds me of our college radio show, that one, because that was that when we were in college.
Yeah.
Always used to play Robbie Williams' Candy.
It's an absolute banger. Well, Robbie Williams, he's banged up. his back.
Oh, I thought he was banged up abroad.
He's in a cell.
In Thailand.
Leaving anytime soon.
He was trying to smuggle in some beef.
Robbie Williams has a really bad back. Apparently, he can't play football anymore. It's his favourite hobby. And he says it's all because of the dance moves he used to do in his band Take That.
Oh.
He said they were constantly moving around in the music videos, and maybe it was arthritis now built up from all the different positions.
Maybe you're no doctor.
But I used to watch Casualty. I was kind of examining a few different music videos. I found he really moved in the 1992 classic song Could It Be Magic. Really throwing the moves around. Poor Jason Orange was standing there thinking, when am I ever going to be allowed to sing? Jason, you can't sing. All right, I'll just stand here. Last bit of information about Robbie before I go. He wants to get a second hair transplant. He got one in 2013, but he said in a recent podcast interview that he's getting light again.
I actually think that happens because I know the Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp got one a few years ago.
Did he?
And he's looking a little bit light on top now as well. So you must have to kind of get a bit of a touch up.
He says he's going to pick up a wig.
Mm. All right. We want to talk about this show. And I know, Nathan, you're not a fan of The Chase.
The Great British Bake Off?
I know you don't get it. And I remember you got me to explain The Chase before and I explained it really badly. But if you don't know what The Chase is, then you're not worth talking to.
Oh, Graham, come on. Can you explain what it is?
So we got The Chase, and then you also, they brought out a show a couple of months ago called Beat the Chasers. So instead of The Chaser taking on four contestants, one contestant took on multiple chasers. But they've got a brand new show coming up in the winter schedule of ITV. The ITV boss, Kevin Ligo, said that there's going to be a new show called The Chasers Road Trip, where the Governess, Beast and Dark Destroyer travel the world taking on kids, animals and robots.
Oh, I like the sound of this.
So in the US, the Chasers will face a bonobo ape that can read, a chimpanzee memory wizard, a gaming orangutan and a dolphin.
This actually sounds amazing.
In Japan, the trio are introduced to some world-beating artificial intelligence as they look to see how it will impact the future of mankind. And back in the UK, they battle it out with child geniuses to try and uncover whether intelligence is innate or it is developed. Now, also some other interesting The Chase news stories, as well as Ireland, is they're going to bring on a new chaser. We've talked about this before.
Is he Irish?
He's Irish. He's an Irish scientist called Dara Ennis. He's a researcher at Oxford University. He was a contestant before. The Cineman, you know him as one of the chasers, says he was the best player he's ever faced on The Chase. He'll be starting in the next series. And some people saying his nickname will be, his name is Dara Ennis, Ennis the Menace.
Very good.
But that's just people online. We don't know his actual nickname yet.
Imagine if I dressed up as Nasher, the dog, and I'm just beside him
on a leash.
on his foot.
You know, when Robbie Williams is brought to the Showbiz Shootout, he is going to win. Nathan gets the win.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
You gotta get it wrong.
With Just Eat. 2,700 restaurants and 40 cuisines to choose from on your favourite takeaway app. Available for delivery right to your door.
You got to get it right.
Oh, we're a little bit late. I'm sorry. Okay? We're human. We make mistakes sometimes. Maybe we were having too much
fun. You know what? If you actually stop talking about being late, we could get into it so we could try and get back a bit of time.
I'm trying to apologise.
This is the game where we put 1 minute on the clock.
I'm sorry.
And all you got to do is get questions wrong.
I'm embarrassed.
Remember tonight, 8 p.m. for the very first time, we will be playing this game virtually with five contestants vying it out for the coveted Golden Trout Award. But if you want to win a Gotta Get It Wrong board game, tune in and we'll tell you on the night how you can win. Aoife, are you going to be tuning in?
I'm going to be tuning in.
Yes. Tuning in to what now? You're kind of vague.
Gotta get it wrong online.
Yes.
That's what we want to hear, Aoife.
Gotta get it wrong online. They can be called that too.
That's
it's online.
It's a better game. It's
online and you can watch it. You can watch the five contestants go head to head for the Golden Trout, which is the top prize of the night. And also, by watching, you could be winning one of those board games. Aoife, imagine if you win two board games. Imagine if you're watching tonight, you end up winning, and then you win tomorrow the board game for topping our leaderboard.
Oh my God.
Well, I can tell you, Aoife, you've won something right now. I hope you're sitting down. Aoife, you've just won a €50 Just Eat voucher.
Yay!
Easy as you like. But let's keep going. Let's get the rules. These are the rules. We're going to put 1 minute on the clock. You got to get as many questions wrong as you can. There's no repetition. Your answer must be in relation to the question, and you only a couple of seconds to answer before the buzzer comes in. And we move on to the next one. Connor's on top of 13. 14 or more puts you top and in pole position for that €100 and gotta get it wrong board game.
I like you, Aoife.
Ah, I like you too.
Really?
Okay. You don't have to say that because you're on here. Aoife, here we go.
What's the main ingredient in mushroom soup?
Water.
How do you spell bread?
D-O-G.
What is Lil Wayne's job?
Gardner.
Do your best impression of Lil Bow Wow.
Woof, woof.
Sing a JoJo song.
Happy birthday to you.
Do your best impression of Des Bishop.
Good day, Minnie.
What's 66 minus 7?
1.
12 plus 22 is 45. True or false?
True.
What is Electric Picnic?
Song.
Name a music festival in Ireland.
It's Garden.
What is a baby pig called?
A puppy.
How many babe films are there?
1.
Who is the current James Bond?
Daniel Radcliffe.
Who plays the villain in the latest James Bond film?
Me.
Name a singer Rami Malek has played.
Rihanna.
What band was Freddie Mercury in? Okay. I love the image of Rami Malek playing Rihanna in a film with the donkey teeth under my umbrella. Hello.
Question.
Yeah.
Well, you might know it as well, Aoife. I heard you and producer Callum talking about this the other day, but I was only half listening. Sacha Baron Cohen was actually playing Freddie Mercury in Bohemian Rhapsody, and then he walked away during it?
Yes.
Is this correct?
He wasn't happy with how the script was going. Am I right, producer Callum?
Yeah.
We're just passing the book here.
Ooh, I'm
the
scared.
The article that I was reading, they started filming with it, but they were only in the early stages, and then he just decided to leave and they cast Rami Malek.
Wow, did you know that, Aoife?
No, I did not know that. Did you care, Aoife? I can say yes.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Aoife, I have to say, you're very honest. You are a courageous player, transparent, trustworthy, never jealous. You reminded me of someone.
Who?
Aoife, you reminded me of a very, very young Miriam O'Callaghan.
Oh, what an honour. What an honour.
Oh, what an honour. Lady. And do you know what, Aoife? You got 14. Oh,
she goes top of the leaderboard. Top of the leaderboard. And if nobody gets 15 or more tomorrow, you will be winning that board game and €100. And Aoife, we'll see you tonight online.
Can't wait.
Bye.
See you then.
Bye. And you listening, we'll see you tonight. 8 p.m. on Facebook, Twitter, our website and YouTube. The Gotta Get It Wrong virtual game show night. Win a board game tonight at 8. Spin.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
Let's go! Woo!
Spin 103.8. Fully Charged.
Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan is on.
Good morning. It is 8:05. I'm Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. My name is Graham O'Toole. This man is Nathan O'Reilly.
What is going on? Yeah. Woo. Come on. Let's be having you.
Thanks, Nathan. I've noticed an interesting trend in your clothing recently, and I want to bring it up now because this is the most in your face one. You've started to purchase and wear, obviously you wear it after you purchase it, a lot of clothes, especially t-shirts and jumpers, with name places on them that I doubt you've ever been. I'm talking about your t-shirt this morning, Nathan. It says Paris in massive blue writing. Like, it's huge. Have you ever been to Paris?
I've actually never been to Paris. I've been to other places in France. It's a place I really want to visit.
I also know you got a green jumper that says Sao Paulo.
Sao Paulo.
Have you ever actually been to South America?
No, I have never. I think the flight would be too long for me.
You have another t-shirt which says Miami on it.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to Miami?
Never been to Miami, no.
I've seen one that you says Tokyo. Have you been to Asia, Nathan?
Never been to Asia. I'd love to go to Tokyo. I love dumplings.
And you have another t-shirt with Brooklyn on it.
I've been to Brooklyn.
You've been to Brooklyn.
I've been to Brooklyn, okay, now. Settle on down.
So, this is a I want to get your opinion on this. I'd like to talk to people who've got name places on their clothes and have they been there or not. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, when someone goes to Spain and they goes, my mom went to Tenerife and all I got were this blooming t-shirt. Not talking about that. I'm talking about, have you bought something with a name place on it and have you been?
Okay, so there
Nathan's ever been to Paris, Sao Paulo, Miami, Tokyo, but he's one who's strutting around this office with them on his back.
And I will say, yes, they are quite large. Like, the font is Times New Roman 32. Are you speaking about clothes that maybe were made in a different
country? No, I'm speaking about the brand. Does it have a massive city or country emblazoned on it? And have you been?
I can't be the only one.
087 711 1038. Get us on text, WhatsApp, or WhatsApp voice note. Now,
I'm not choosing these pieces of clothing.
You are!
Yeah, but
you are choosing them. You're going online and you're saying, oh, Paris, that's cool. I want to go to Paris.
I know. Get the t-shirt. I just like the look of the piece of clothing.
087 711 1038. Do you have a name place on your clothes and have you been? Sean has been in touch.
I've no problem with people wearing clothes with places on it that they've never been to. That's fine. But what absolutely rots me is when people wear band t-shirts of bands that they've like never heard of. Do you know, like, it's always like rock bands that are rocking around in a Metallica t-shirt. You're like, oh, you're a Metallica fan? They're like, oh my God, I thought it was a brand. Does my head in.
A lot of Kiss t-shirts, because you've got the tongue, the rock band from the 80s, the massive tongue coming out. I only ever had one t-shirt that had a nameplace on it and I hadn't been. Can you remember Nathan O'Reilly? Because it's got to do with you. Go back in time. Think about this now.
Do we go away with each other?
No. Think about this.
Was it a gift that I gave you?
Yes. It was.
When we were in college.
Yes. You bought me a t-shirt for my birthday.
Yeah, you never gave
me a gift back.
It was
so weird. But it was at the time where we were just kind of like, we were mates in college.
Yeah.
And we were doing a podcast together. But I didn't think we were at the stage where we were buying each other gifts for each other's birthdays.
I picked it up in River Island. I believe it had LA.
LA. So it was half black, half white.
It was horrible looking.
It was disgusting.
Yeah.
I was a massive LA on it. And I wore it a few times. And it keeps popping up because there's a video of me and you. We were doing an audition for a radio show. And we were doing a video audition. And it keeps popping up in my Google Drive. And I keep seeing it from time to time. And my hair's really short. And the t-shirt is so small. And it's so disgusting.
See, now, in my defense, it was a time when you'd always buy t-shirts that were too small for you to make it seem like you worked out.
Fair enough. And also, there was a stage as well where I think Pennies were doing these t-shirts, I'd say about 4 or 5 years ago, and they became so popular. You'd spot an Irish man abroad in Spain with his pasty skin and these white t-shirts and kind of like pink, blue and yellow, and it would be like San Diego.
What do you,
or it'd be a lot of Los Angeles as well.
What do you make of those jumpers that have something like I love and then the place
hate
name
them.
I love
them.
Lisbon.
I hate them,
but it's a nice coloured jumper.
They've been. So 087 711 1038, what place name do you have on your clothes and have you been? Paris, Sao Paulo, Miami, Tokyo, what do they all have in common? They're on Nathan's clothes and he's never been to either place.
You forgot Brooklyn.
No, you've been to Brooklyn.
I've been
though.
To Brooklyn
you've
now.
Been to Brooklyn.
So we're asking you, are you like me? Do you pick up these clothes with place names that you haven't visited? Darren sent us in a message. I have heaven on the front of my jumper. Thank God I haven't been.
Thank God is right.
Does Darren want to go to hell?
Listen to this.
Oh my God, I didn't even notice.
Yeah, I looked down during Super Lonely there on my own t-shirt.
You have the Caribbean.
It's a pink flamingo. I've never noticed before. It says, Hot Lagoons off the Caribbean.
You're giving me all the stick this morning and you also pick up clothes with place names. That you
different
haven't even
though.
Been
different
to. You haven't been to the Caribbean.
I haven't been. Maybe someday. Robin, you've just picked up some new clothes. What's happening?
I ordered sweatshirts last night with Michigan and California and I've never been to either of those places.
Oh, they sound gorgeous. What colour are the clothes?
The purple and kind of like a yellowy colour. They actually are nice jumpers, to be fair now.
Nathan, did you go to Michigan College during lockdown?
Thank
or was
you
that
for
Massachusetts?
Asking. It was Michigan. You're not going to believe this, Robin, but in the very first lockdown, while everyone else was just lazing around their living room, I was asked to be a student of the University of Michigan, and I did a I'm trying to negotiating course. Do you remember I did that?
How was that working out for you?
Yeah, I actually do remember, to be fair.
Yeah, I didn't finish it now. The course was quite long.
He Googled free online course because he was stressing out that he wanted to better himself in lockdown, and you went to two lectures. Well, you looked at two lectures online.
Graham.
Well, your Professor George, wasn't it?
Professor George. Yeah. He was a creepy man. He sometimes said things that seemed odd. But what I will say is, they're still emailing me today, the university. They can't get enough of me. They're giving me other courses.
I'll take that. Why not take it?
Yeah, we'll take it. Thank you.
So do you have any plans on going to Michigan, or what was the other place again?
California.
California. Any plans of going?
Not a hope. No,
okay.
No plans.
Why not?
Well, now with COVID, obviously.
What about those people who get Harvard University jumpers and they have never been to college?
Yeah, I did see one of them, but I said, no, that's stretching a bit much now.
Are we in a safe place, guys?
Don't say you bought a Trinity one.
I stole my brother's Trinity black hoodie.
I knew you would.
I walk around Dundrum and you know what's written on the hoodie? Scholarship. Because my brother played football in Trinity and they think I'm the sports star.
The closest thing he went to Trinity was he was walking through Trinity to get to the dart station after leaving DIT on Angel Street.
The worst is sometimes the gate would be closed and I'd have to wait for someone that had a student card to let me in.
Oh, thanks very much for contacting us, and I hope you enjoy your new clothes.
No problem. Bye.
See you, Robin.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
We have a contact. Someone's been in touch. His name is Will.
Morning, lads. Will here. Looking forward to tonight. Come on, the Golden Crow.
Yes, we cannot wait for tonight.
Will is one of our five contestants in the Gotta Get It Wrong virtual game show night. Five going against each other to try and win that Golden Trout. You can watch it tonight at 8 p.m. on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, and on our website.
And on the night, you could be walking away with the Gotta Get It Wrong board game.
All you have to do is tune in, and we're going to tell you tonight how you can win the board game.
Now, you don't know this, Graham, but I have organised a massive surprise for tonight.
Did it cost any more money?
Completely free.
Okay, so we haven't spent any more money.
Haven't spent any money on
thankfully.
This. And I'm telling you right now, I think this will be the most memorable thing we do on the night.
Oh,
I'm telling you right now, you're going to be blown away by what I have organized.
And you haven't spent a penny.
Haven't spent any money.
Okay, let's hold it for a second. Let's take some traffic and regain our thoughts.
I cannot wait for tonight. 8 p.m. If you've been underneath a rock, how was it? I'd love to know that experience right now. No, we are hosting our virtual Gotta Get It Wrong game show night. This is what we've been waiting for, brother.
The 12th of November. It seems so far away when we first announced it, but now it is here. It's going to be on Facebook, Twitter, the website spin1038.com, and on YouTube. Now, I am aware that it does clash with the Ireland-England game.
Oh, no.
So, we have two options here. We can also watch it on multiple screens. So, if you want to watch the football, and then watch it on another screen. Or don't bother watching the football, because I love the Republic of Ireland. I want them to do well.
Of course you do.
But the games are a bit boring, aren't they?
Oh, they're a bit boring. We're not getting many goals.
Do you know what's not going to be boring? They got to get it wrong. Virtual game show
going
night.
Going to be absolutely wild.
Do you know what I'd love? Because it's on YouTube and I'd love it to be streamed on your television.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Make us feel like we're on our own TV show.
We've always wanted a TV show, brother.
Stream it on television. Even tag us. Let us know that you're watching on Instagram as well. Just take a picture and put it up on your social media.
Please do. Come on. We want as many people watching it tonight. I'm telling you, it's going to be a lot of fun. And you also have the chance of winning a Gotta Get It Wrong board game.
Yeah.
I found out my mum's going to be watching tonight.
Ooh.
I'm a little bit worried, a bit stressed out.
Don't be worried. It's all right.
My brother Evan said, can't wait to listen. And I said, no, it's virtual.
No, you're going to be watching it.
Don't
watch it.
Oh, my God.
Anybody can watch this tonight. Just watch it.
You can watch it abroad.
You can watch it anywhere around the world.
International show.
Yeah.
Now, I did say a few minutes ago, I have a massive surprise for the night. You are not going to believe this. Don't you worry. It's completely for free.
Thank God, because you spent nearly $2,500 on this night, including the board games, the set, and a few, and the Golden Trout, of course, which people are playing for.
I'll be honest with you, I would spend $2,500 to get this A-list celebrity joining us on the night. Didn't have to pay money.
Oh my
Honestly,
God.
Honestly, I just had to make a few phone calls, send a few emails, and they have agreed to make a cameo appearance.
If you have got Matt Damon to come on the night, you used your contacts.
I'm not going
to
say anything.
If Matt Damon joins us again, we're going to be all over the papers.
I know.
We're going to get worldwide attention in the media again.
I'm not going to say who it is.
It's well, who else would it be?
All I'm going to say is you are going to be gobsmacked. Honestly, I know we're going to be speaking a lot on tomorrow's show. Nathan, how did you get this A-list celebrity?
Can you tell me, is it Matt Damon or not?
I'm not going to give anything away right now. You are going to be blown away. Honestly, this is the biggest thing we've ever done on the show. I'm telling you, this is going to be the biggest thing.
I'll come back to you on this.
Callum put up his hand and I pressed the button.
Do you know?
No, I don't have a clue.
Oh, Callum's going to say something after Harry Styles and Golden.
So I'm feeling very generous this morning. So I don't know who it is. Graham doesn't know who it is. It's only Nathan that knows. So I'm going to put it out there, text or WhatsApp on 087 711 1038. Guess who this A-list celebrity is. And on tomorrow morning's show, we'll reveal who it is because we'll have aired the show. And I'll pick someone at random if you get it correct.
It's got to be
to win a Gotta Get It Wrong board game.
Oh, wow. And another board game gone.
Could be Harry Styles.
So guess who the A-list celebrity is. 087 711 1038.
Let's go. Na-na-na-na. Playing that like we want. We're playing three old school hits back to back.
Rewind it back.
This is the Naughty Threesome. Take me back to the days.
It could be the first person you're about to hear right now.
Could be anyone, really.
A-list celebrity.
You don't have any contacts. That's the thing. You've contacted with one A-list celebrity.
No.
Got him on. It was Matt Damon during lockdown.
I have friends in high places. Don't you worry. I sent emails and I had to make a phone call.
We'll find out tonight at 8 p.m. then. Oh, yeah. And before you know any threesome, Nathan told you that tonight at 8 p.m. in our Gotta Get It Wrong virtual game show night, he has an A-list celebrity joining us. With a, they join us, is it a message?
They're making a cameo appearance. I'm telling you right now, you are going to be blown away by this A-list celebrity.
Gary has a question.
Lads, just wondering, would this be an actual A-list celebrity or like Nathan's type of A-list celebrity? Like, I'm feeling like he might be just thinking it's an absolute nobody and it's a big deal for him. Do you know, he's a bit strange and all that. Sorry.
I know, he's a bit strange. Yeah, Gary.
I'm sorry,
Gary has hit the nail on the head.
Gary.
Is it a nobody? It's a bit strange.
Gary.
Is it Fizz from Coronation
it's
Street?
It's not Fizz from Coronation Street.
Is
she
it Norris?
Wouldn't answer her phone. Gary, come here to me. You are going to be blown away. Honestly, I said that this was not easy to get this person involved. I didn't have to pay money, but I had to write so many emails and I had to make one phone call.
Wow, busy man. Right, I suppose me and producer Callum are in the dark. We'll find out tonight at 8 p.m. on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter and the website spin1038.com.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
€200 you want to give away on the show and every morning this week.
Yes, please. Like, they're our good friends. Yeah. We've many friends on the show. These guys this week, they're really doing it for me.
They're very generous and kind.
They're our friends at Bord Gáis Energy because they're making sure you're not left out in the cold this winter with their dedicated winter repair team at the ready. If your boiler breaks down, just search Bord Gáis Energy Boiler Repair for more. Plus. The Bord Gáis Winter Price Pledge guarantees no price increases on your gas or electricity until March 2021.
That's what I want to hear. Now, yesterday, I think we can all agree, I was trying to showboat. I was trying to give you boiler facts. I'm going to just focus now and tell you how you can win this money. I think I was getting a bit ridiculous.
You were
yesterday.
Trying to do a few keepy uppies, a few headers of the ball.
What was I doing?
Get the ball on the ground.
Let's just relax. Let's
get
go
get the ball
down
on the ground and just pass it.
Back to basics, okay? So to win this €200, let me tell you something. Graham and I and producer Callum, we're all around a radio, but the radio is broken. We need to repair it. Now, there is going to be a song playing in the background. I'm told this morning's one is a classic.
It's a throwback from, we'd say, about 10 years ago?
Yeah, you'd hear it in the club.
What are you saying?
No.
Okay, maybe 8 years ago.
Yeah. I'm going to say 12 years ago.
No, it's not 12.
Are you sure?
I'd say 2012 if I was put my my money on it.
2013.
Okay, I was close enough.
Okay, I wasn't close at all. So if you know what the song is, let us know on 087-711-1038.
We have to get it repaired, but for now, let's just try and... Can we figure out the song? Good luck with that.
It is difficult.
Good luck.
Do we need to play it one more time?
No.
It's too long.
Exactly.
It's way too long. This show, it needs to be snappy.
Good morning, Carl.
Morning, lads. How are you?
You're right, Carl? You're keeping well?
I'm good, I'm good.
How's the boiler?
The boiler?
Yeah, how is this?
The what?
The boiler! The boiler in your gaff.
Is it okay? Do you have a boiler?
No.
All right, but if you do you know anyone who has a boiler in your house or in your family?
Yes.
Yeah, well, you let them know if they have any problems. Bord Gáis Energy have a dedicated winter repair team at the ready. And if they want more information in case something's not quite right this winter, just search Bord Gáis Energy Repair for more. You'll do that for us, Carl.
I will indeed.
Carl, I knew you would.
Can you give a shout out to the person that owns the boiler?
Yeah, my brother.
All right.
What's his name?
Paul.
All right, Paul. All right. He won't be left out in the cold this winter, that's for sure. Not with Bord Gáis Energy.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Right, Carl, let's try and win €200. Our radio needs repairing. It's broken. We're trying to fix it right now. However, could you figure out what song was playing in the background?
Yes, Kesha, Timber.
Let's have a listen. Come on. Is that Pitbull?
It's Pitbull and Kesha with Timber.
Yes, girl.
You did it, Carl.
Cha-ching, €200 in the bank, baby. What are we going to spend the money on?
Well, I suppose Christmas.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
It's Christmas time. There is no need to be afraid.
Carl, you're not afraid.
Terrified.
Oh, you're terrified. Why are you terrified? Are you going to have
I'm going to have a few more months of listening to that singing.
It's only beginning. You don't know the half of it, Carl. Look, go on. Have a good day. Enjoy the money. Cheers, bud. Bye.
Cheers, Ed.
See you, girl.
And more chances to win after 9 o'clock tomorrow. All with thanks to Bord Gáis Energy. And why not? Let's just get it on. Pitbull with Kesha. This was the song that was playing on the radio, but it's magically fixed. It's Timber on Spin.
The Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
I don't want to alarm anyone, but tomorrow is Friday the 13th.
No!
Do you remember on yesterday's morning show we were speaking about, would you buy a house if it was number 13?
Some people would.
Yeah, well, a lot of people said they would. I said that I wouldn't have a problem with it, but if it was haunted, then I wouldn't want to live there.
We were talking about this without even knowing it was Friday the 13th this week. Only that our boss messaged us and goes, lads, it's Friday the 13th this Friday. I was like, oh, right. Amy, though, grew up in a number 13 house. Amy, what was it like?
Oh, well, it didn't bother me. I didn't know much about the whole Friday the 13th until I was much older, but it was grand. Like, I mean, I didn't bother my parents either when they bought it because it was like one of the last few houses on the street, but like I had a big massive back garden and obviously nobody else wanted it, but they were happy out because they weren't superstitious or anything. And I'm pretty sure I could be making this up, but I'm pretty sure they met on the 13th as well. So it all tied in nicely for them.
What was beside your house?
Oh yeah. If you look out the back bedroom window upstairs, it looks out over a graveyard.
Absolutely terrifying. No, 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 thank you.
And a really old one as well.
Oh, they're the worst.
And what's worse than a new graveyard?
Oh, no.
An old one.
But do you know those old graveyards and there's loads of moss on the tombstones?
Oh, scary.
And tell us, like, did any, like, spooky ghosts ever appear out of nowhere?
No, regular, normal childhood.
So, because you were born into that and you were born living beside a graveyard, I would take it, Amy, that you're not a superstitious person then.
No, I'm not. Like, one of my favourite numbers would be the 13th, or like number 13 and stuff.
Lovely. Well, there we go. You just got to be born into it. Amy, thank you so much for sharing your story.
No problem.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
And will we call this the steak corner? I'm not 100% sure what we're going to call it.
Steak meat?
Yeah. We're going to cross over to America, where a meat-obsessed single dad has made his son an elaborate birthday cake from three different cuts of steak with mashed potato for icing.
That actually sounds lovely if it's warm. If it's cold, I don't want to see it.
I think it's going to be cold because obviously they got to cook it and then stack it and then put the mashed potato as the icing. I'm going to give you a little look, of it there. What do you think of that, about that?
Oh,
it's massive.
Wow.
It's like a tiered wedding cake. So it's not just a normal cake you'd get in the office on someone's birthday. It's a tiered cake. As you look at it, Nathan, and you take it in, I'm going to tell you, using no less than 5 pounds of meat, he layered 4-inch thick filet mignon on top of a 20-ounce ribeye steak.
That's expensive steak.
With a prime rib base weighing in around 4 pounds, then use mashed potato as icing and bacon as a design on top. He took inspiration from his friend Rebecca's annual meatloaf cake for her dog.
Oh my God. Do you know, when you look at it, it does look like red velvet cake. Have you ever tried that before? So it looks like the red sponge. I will say, he has cooked the steak perfectly.
He owns a restaurant.
Yeah, it's medium rare.
He owns a restaurant, so he knows what he's doing. And after uploading pictures of the cake to social media, it's been shared over 110,000 times. And women were so impressed that they asked him to marry him.
Ah, that's nice.
He got 12 proposals, single dad, so he's a good guy.
Is it bad that I would prefer that than other cakes? Like coffee cake.
Coffee cake's rotten.
I find disgusting.
Biscuit cake is too heavy.
I hate biscuit cake.
Yeah. That looks nice. It looks, but as I said, it's going to be cold. It's definitely going to be cold.
You could just lash it in the microwave.
That's not the only steak bit of news I have, all right? An American TikToker called Juliet has caused a lot of outrage online because she put up a video of her cooking steak for her boyfriend in the toaster.
Well, that's absolutely disgusting.
So what she did was she got two thick cuts of meat and she shoved it in the toaster. But you know what, TikTok, you can kind of do like
stop and start.
Yeah, stop motion and all that. I don't think she actually did.
Oh, now you're being very cynical over there.
I think she put it in the toaster and then popped it in the frying pan, popped it back in the toaster, took it out and then ate it, because she takes a video of herself eating a thick sauce on top. And I've looked at many different articles and different articles have got different experts on. One article I've got, Appliances Online's resident expert Colin Jones has said that cooking raw meat in a toaster could give you food poisoning and also poses a serious danger in your kitchen where it could go on fire.
I wonder how she actually managed to get the steak out of the toaster. Because do you know when you burn your fingers, if it's too soft at the bottom?
Because I was wondering as well, because I doubt it popped up because these are thick steaks. So she had to shove it in. So I presume just probably turn it upside down and, you know, to give it the shake. And then all the little crumbs of meat comes out. I'm suspicious about that.
No, you seem very suspicious. I hope that she did do it well, though. With the steak in the toaster, I hope she then started to drizzle the toaster in pepper sauce.
It's in the same line as the American woman who made classic British tea. Do you remember that one, producer Callum?
Oh,
and she put it in the microwave and she put loads of milk. And
the internet went crazy for it.
Yeah, like all these TikTokers are kind of doing, cooking normal things and making normal things in a very strange way to get a reaction online. That's just my point of view here.
I want to say that I would often cook scrambled eggs in the microwave. And there's been no sort of viral sensation from me.
But that's a normal way to go.
Yeah, that's not outrageous.
Oh, right.
No, that's not outrageous at all. But
the other day I heated beans in the microwave.
I think that's normal as well. I think it's all right.
I cooked my porridge in the microwave.
It's normal as well.
Normal. Right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged weekday mornings from 7.
Spin 103.8. 8.